There's a new farming venture underway in the Wairarapa. Farmers are being encouraged by an organisation called the Foundation of Arable Research and one you might have heard of called the Ministry for Primary Industries to try and work out if there's a market in New Zealand for durum wheat. Mick Williams is a farmer in the Wairarapa involved in the scheme and he joins me now. Kia ora, Mick.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Yeah, good. How's things where you're at?
Hey, good today. It's raining. We're long overdue for a bit of moisture from the sky.
Great. How dry has it been this year?
The last couple of months, pretty dry. Yeah, like for early May, it's been crazy dry, really. There's been a lot of irrigators still going, just to try and get a bit of feed going into winter.
And is it a decent downpour today?
Not, but we've had about 15 mils, so it's a good start. Yeah. It's still sort of drizzling now, so
aside aside from the durum wheat, what are you farming there?
So we grow milling wheat, feed wheat, barley, peas for seed, and we also grow a bit of ryegrass and red clover seed. And then we finish livestock, some lambs over the winter.
So why the new interest in durum wheat? What is it exactly?
Durum wheat is a wheat that's bred specifically for making pasta. So it's related to milling wheat, slightly different. I think it stems from Central Europe somewhere, but the project into the durum wheat came about because we had a pea weevil infestation about 5 years ago, and there was sort of a community response was, hey, we need to look at alternatives. And so there was funding provided by FAR, MPI, all the local councils and farmers put into an alternative cropping strategy. And durum wheat was one of the crops that sort of stood out as being having potential.
So it was a reaction to the problems you were having with pests with your main crop?
Yeah, so peas. Yeah, the pea weevil, which was a biosecurity incursion that came in. And so MPI's response to that was to ban pea growing in the region until it was eradicated. And so that took 4 years. So we were 4 years without peas, which had been our most profitable crop.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough. Did it take much to get you interested in durum wheat?
So the alternative cropping strategy ran for 4 years, and it was probably in the second year into it, it sort of shone through a wee bit as having some potential. And I guess because we already had experience growing milling wheat, then it was probably a slightly easier transition into it.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it to learn how to grow something new?
Yeah, it takes a bit. Every crop has different agronomic traits and things, so you need to change the way we manage them and things with different climates from where it might have been grown previously. And things, so it's a learning process. It'll take a while.
Okay, I understand they've tried to grow durum wheat before. Maybe they tried it in the South Island, but didn't go so well.
Not too sure. I know that there was an industry down in South Canterbury quite a long time ago. I'm not really sure when it finished.
Yeah. Okay. But how's your project going so far? Where are you at?
So we're only in the second year really of. We've been, say, growing it for the 2 years, and we're really just in the sort of market research stage now, seeing whether the consumers are keen for some locally produced stuff, whether some sort of buying food with a story of provenance that they can trust and know that it's safe.
Yeah, so that's the idea. Your wheat would actually be used, sold, and eventually eaten here in New Zealand.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, because at the moment, all the durum flour that is used is imported. There's no locally produced stuff. So any pasta you eat is made with imported wheat, durum flour.
Well, so that'll appeal to foodies, probably. Is that the major sort of hurdle or the major unknown, how keen people are going to be to buy it?
Yeah, that is a fair bit, actually, yeah, because we know we can grow it, But we don't know how much we need to grow to satisfy the market and things. So, because the pasta market is reasonably substantial in New Zealand.
Yeah, people still love it. There's been a bit of war on carbohydrates over the last few years, but the pasta restaurants keep opening in Auckland, so people must be buying it still.
Yeah, well, we have been putting just trial amounts into quite a few restaurants around the country, and we're getting really positive feedback from the chefs and the pasta makers. They're really happy with the consistency of it and the texture, the bite, they like to say, of the pasta.
Mm.
So it's really promising. And I know I've never made pasta before, but I have since we've started to grow the Durum, and there's nothing quite like fresh pasta, actually. It's beautiful.
Oh, is that right? So what can you tell me a bit about the plant that you're growing and what needs to be done to it before it ends up in my fettuccine?
So we're planting the seed in about October, so the spring for us. And we'll take it through and harvest it in February. And then it gets milled, and so ground into flour. And then from the flour, it's made directly into pasta. So
where's it ground?
At the moment, it's getting milled in Christchurch. There is a bit of a lack of infrastructure in the lower North Island for us to be able to do it up here. It's something we'd really like to be able to do. But at the moment, it's just not practical until we have an idea of where the market is.
As I recall, one of your neighbours is growing and grinding and milling crickets. You haven't thought about that as a crop?
Yeah, no. We could go and see John and see if we can share some technology.
Yeah. How much of your land have you converted at this stage?
This last growing season was just 4 hectares, so it was a pretty small portion. But, yeah, I mean, we'd like to see it grow. We'd like to have a significant area of it. I really like the satisfaction of having a product we grow going direct to the consumer and hearing sort of how much they enjoy using it or eating it, and then it's quite a good feeling.
Very satisfying, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And does it take much in terms of sort of, someone's asked about pesticides, you know, in terms of what you're doing to protect the crop and get it growing?
We use a really minimal input system on it. So it will get an insecticide if it requires it at the very early stages, just after emergence. Aphids can be an issue. And then we'll probably get a herbicide to kill the weeds in it.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to seeing some of it on the shelf at my local. Mick, good for you for switching crops and taking a bit of a risk. MPI, I know, has cushioned that risk a bit, but we hope it's a success story for you.
Cool, thanks very much.
And we hope the rain keeps coming down.
Yeah, long at last.
Yeah, Mick Williams, farmer in the Wairarapa, who switched to durum wheat, actually the second most popular wheat in the world, but it's only around 10% of the 5 to 8% of global wheat production. So that common wheat has the bulk of the market.